You're listening to the public feed of Carefree Highway Revisited, which includes only a portion of this conversation. To hear the complete discussion, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or see the show notes for details.
The first guest of the evening is truly a poet. He's an artist. He is a friend and an inspiration to anyone who I think who has ever played the guitar or tried to write poetry. Would you please welcome Gordon Lightfoot?
Is there anyone home in this house made of stone? Anyone inside know my name? I've been around for a half of 100 days. Never saw a door shut so tight. Turn around, don't look down. There's a man behind you with a gun. This is Carefree Highway Revisited, the show that celebrates Gordon Lightfoot's music song by song, a proud member of the That's Not Canon podcast network. I'm your host, Mike Messner, and with me today is a fellow Lightfoot fan making his second appearance on the show, Jeff Coast. Jeff, welcome back to Carefree Highway Revisited.
Well, thank you for having me again, Mike. It's great to be back on the show.
So today we're talking about Is There Anyone Home, which is from the Sundown album. Why did you want to talk about it today, and why do you like it as a Lightfoot song?
There's a couple things. One was, again, this goes back to me and my dad, because, you know, he was the one that introduced me to Gordon Lightfoot. And I remember it was around 2005 or six. The first song, of course, I know I first heard was the record of the Edmund Fitzgerald, but he was digging through his cassette boxes in our basement one day, and he had a pickup truck that still had a cassette player in it. And he pulls out this mixtape he made around the cover. It said Gordon Lightfoot, Endless Wire. Well, on the flip side was half of the Sundown album. It only got to about Carefree Highway when it cut off on the verse, searching through the fragments of my dream shattered sleep in the song.
You got about 2/3 of the song and then it cut out. What a terrible place for it to leave, though, to run out of space.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. Every time I listen to Carefree Highway now, that memory comes back. I'm waiting for the cutoff, but thank God it never comes. The song completes now.
All right. Well, that's good. So Sundown was on the flip side of this mixtape. And so that's how you first got exposed to it. What makes you like the song?
Well, the thing is about it was that it's got this really great melody. It catches you. You know, it's got that samba beat going on through it. And when it starts up with the bass line, I think it's probably John Stockwich, I think, might be playing. I'm not sure if it's either him or Rick, but it starts up with that. And I think of Gordon's nice chiming 12-string, the Moog synthesizer. And it's just this, the music catches your attention. And then when Gordon starts singing, like he does with a lot of his songs, it's just like, okay, I gotta listen to this one. It's just the structure of the song lyrically and melodically. It's very catchy. It can definitely get into your head, and it's a heck of a great song to play on the guitar too.
No, that makes perfect sense. I think to me, we'll talk more about the musical aspects of it a little bit later. It's a kind of a meandering song, very mysterious. He's never spoken about it directly. We'll talk about that in a second. And the other thing I noticed, it's written more or less in blank verse, which is not usually a popular form. I mean, if you look at the popular music of the last 50 or 60 years, there's hardly any songs that have been hits that were written in blank verse with no particular rhyming scheme. And this one doesn't have one. In matter of fact, I think it's more of a stream of consciousness song more than anything else. Do you have any anecdotal stories about the song, apart from your dad and the pickup truck?
Other than that, I remember him always telling me, just one last thing about him was, it was one of his favorite Lightfoot songs that he hadn't heard until he played the mixtape in years. And every time that we travel together sometimes, it's always comes out on my Spotify. Well, I always make sure to play it for him. He loves it, everything about it. Other than the personal connection with it, it's a song that I've recently got into playing on my 12-string guitar. It's a nice mysterious song too. Playing and singing, it's just one of those great songs. That's probably about the closest I could think of, but it's just a great song.
Now, you mentioned the pickup truck and the cassette, and I don't know if either of those are still around, but is there a particular time, place, time of day, something like that, where you really love to listen to the song, or could you listen to it at any time under any circumstances?
Anytime, any circumstances. It comes in my playlist quite a bit when I'm driving and even at home, so I just let it play any time of day. It's one of those songs that's just good for any of it.
Yeah, that's also true for me. I mean, when I listen to this, I'm thinking I could listen to this anywhere. It doesn't have to be a specific time of day, a specific place, a specific activity that I'm doing. You know, I could really listen to it at any time. Now, We've talked about the mysteriousness of the song, and we've talked about the idea that Lightfoot really hasn't said much about it. It's not mentioned in Jennings' book at all. It's not mentioned in the documentary. So I'm not really sure what his inspiration was, either musically or lyrically. Do you have an angle on how and why the song got written?
I only have one thing, and it's he makes a brief mention of it in the liner notes of the songbook collection. I mean, believe it or not, he talks about it in the description of Now and Then from Cold on the Shoulder, which came the next year. And I think he was, as he puts it, it was a very ethereal song. And I think the connection he was making was they both have a samba feel. I've always thought when reading that from his quote on that, that maybe the two songs are connected in some way, because they both do mention about a house, two different situations, but I find that to be a nice connection. But yeah, other than that little anecdote he made about it himself, that song has like had scant mention anywhere. Crazy.
And it's an album track. We'll talk about the placement that is. It was never released as a single. We'll talk about that too. It's a little obscure, both in its location and in its style and in its lyrical format. So in that sense, it's a one-of-a-kind thing that Lightfoot did with this. Let's start going through the lyrics now. Is there anyone home in this house made of stone? Anyone inside know my name? I think about the idea that he is alone in this house because by this time he has a big house either in Toronto or on the outskirts of Toronto. And he's probably all alone in this big house because his kids aren't there. By this time he's divorced. Kathy Smith may not be there. Maybe they're on the outs. You really don't know. I've been around for 50 days. I don't know that the number 50 is particularly significant in this. I think he was just being poetic there. Never saw a door shut so tight. Someone online that I've read has said you're taking the house as a metaphor, like the house is the woman's heart, because it's pretty obvious he's talking to somebody he's in love with, that she, whomever she is, has shut him out. A heart of stone. So a house made of stone. So it could be an allusion to Kathy Smith or some other woman. Do you have any angle on the first part of that first verse?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of thoughts I had about that. One of them was, I know reading that when he wrote a lot of the Sundown album, he rented this farmhouse to record in. And which I guess the barn attached to it was where the album cover came from. And it was a big empty house. And I know that I think Kathy Smith probably was with him at some point. I also know that one of the nights she went into town, it was when he wrote Sundown itself.
Right.
So I had to kind of wonder, he didn't mention that the farmhouse was maybe made of stone. I thought maybe he got the inspiration from the house he was writing, and it could have been, or maybe there was a house nearby. I'm guessing that it might have been out in the country somewhere where he was writing. So that could have been the inspiration for the house made of stone, if he was talking about a literal house that may have inspired him, or maybe could have been in the Rosedale area where he lived there in that mansion. Maybe one of the houses along there could have been inspiration while he was driving through his neighborhood or stuff like that. The fact that he says, I've been around for 50 days, I kind of picture the song as he's maybe somebody who's wandering, just to take a hike somewhere in the woods. And since he used to do canoe trips out in the Canadian wilderness, that could have been an inspiration too. But I thought he could be this guy who likes to take a hike, and he comes upon this house, stone house, out in the middle of nowhere, and curiosity gets the best of him. And or it could be the fact maybe he's somebody who went too far into his walk and his hike, and he has no idea where he is, and he sees the house, and maybe he's thinking, oh, somebody's here. Maybe they can help me get my bearings back to where I need to go, or maybe they can give some shelter or provision for the night or something. You know, that's the kind of thoughts. The whole aspect of this house, is there anyone home in this house made of stone? It is. I always pictured in my brain, because Lightfoot is such a great artist at coming up with storytelling imagery. I mean, he's a master at this kind of thing. And I just get this image of him opening this door that's unlocked, at least the front door, and it's just dark. It's a darkened house, and he's calling out for somebody that might be able to help him. Or the fact that what always did trip me about that part was, does anyone inside know my name? So it could also be, again, a metaphorical house of a lost relationship. Maybe he's calling back to the person that he once knew, and maybe see if they still remember him. So it's definitely one of those songs where it can have multiple interpretation.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I think we'll probably never know for certain what he's talking about. And you mentioned the whole idea of wandering, which we're going to come back to in a couple minutes. But the door shut so tight does give this idea that if it's shut tight, that doesn't imply that it's locked, but it does imply that it's difficult to get into. It has a whole other series of possible meanings. Well, that's all the time we have for Here in the Public feed. If you'd like to hear the rest of this conversation, along with all of our other extended and bonus episodes, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or at fmpods.com. You can see the show notes for details.